Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We got Larry on board tonight for an update. A lot of things are really going on. I think a lot of things behind the scenes. So I guess we should maybe start with the North Korean situation. And what that may mean. Hi, Larry. What's the latest on this? This looks kind of nasty. I saw something where Trump has deployed 100 jet bomber fighters or fighter bombers around Korea, and that Russia has moved civilians away from the North Korean border. What else is going on? I mean, this thing really sounds serious.
Well, it seemed to be ramping up. I do know that I heard that we have now moved most of the American troops further south in South Korea. It seems the South Korean president is now making inroads into the possible peninsula war coming soon and a possible attempt to decapitate the North Korean government. And also, you know, as you mentioned, reports of the movement of equipment and armor and such, you know, across that region. Ironically, also, a Debka file reported today, and then I've seen it this evening on Fox, and Yahoo's posting it now, that the USS Paul Jones warship had shot down a medium-range ballistic missile in a test off Hawaii as part of the defense of Hawaii and the islands from North Korean missile attack. So this is ramping up, and at the same time, One America News was actually, I believe, about the first agency to report today that North Korea has again threatened Guam, and Kim says that launch over Japan was only a prelude to his strike on the U.S. Territory of Guam and U.S. military bases there. So you're right, this is ramping up, and I did want to mention this and kind of get your opinion. There was a report broke over the last couple of hours that the Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov, who everybody's familiar with, he's right under Putin, had called Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, and threatened him with the fact that they were not going to allow the U.S. anymore to put any more sanctions on North Korea, and told America basically to back off. And now this is after also we've had reports of the Russian nuclear-capable backfire bombers flying over the area of the Korean Peninsula and close to South Korea. And, of course, that's intimidation, if nothing else. What do you think?
Well, I think we're going on a war footing, and I think that the Lord is telling us something with Harvey, and this may sound far-reaching to a lot of folks, but bear with me on as this thing goes down. The Columbia Lake levee breached. The name Columbia is very closely associated with America. In some ways, you could call America Columbia. When the levee was breached, it's saying that the United States was breached. Now, how was it breached? Kim launched a missile across Japan. My take on that is that Japan is the levee, and it's now been breached. Now, you remember the Columbia space shuttle disaster? that occurred 14 years ago, which is a 7-7, with seven crew members. And it was destroyed. And I think we're being told something here. Do you remember the movie, not the movie, the song, Bye Bye Miss American Pie? I drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, saying, this will be the day that I die. I think we're being told something here by the Lord, that we're in a lot of trouble, and we are going to be breached. So he does talk about in the prophecies of Babylon, how the walls, and our basic walls are the Atlantic, the Pacific, the Great Lakes, the Arctic Ocean. They have to come a long way to break down our walls. And we know that there's a lot of activity militarily down in Mexico. We know there's military activity up in Canada. And when I mean, I'm talking about infiltration. America is one that is breached already by a fifth column. And I think what we're going to watch here now, very, very rapidly, is war. What do you think?
Well, I think that's interesting, and something that came to mind also, you mentioned America possibly having a name like Colombia. Right now, they are literally across the country wanting to take down all the statues of Columbus. And California is big on that right now. They're wanting to remove anything about Columbus from America. So that's just another sign or symbolism that we are under attack. America's under attack.
Yeah. We're being weakened from the inside, and then they're going to attack from the outside. Here's a headline from Sort Your Fall, so take it for what it is. Russia orders all warships to sea as battle for the monastery, warned, will decide the fate of the world. I'll just read the first paragraph here. Dark and foreboding, apocalyptic worded MOD report states that President Putin has ordered the entire Northern Fleet to put to sea and disperse under their combat alert zones, ordered over 2,000 Air Defense Forces troops to prepare for hostilities, ordered the Strategic Nuclear Missile Forces to prepare for retaliatory strikes against chemical attacks, and has authorized the Northern Fleet's Vice Admiral to begin anti-submarine combat operations in the Red Sea, and ordered the Northern Fleet of invisible cruise missile submarines in the Mediterranean Sea to full combat status, all being done as reactionary measures in preparation for what they call the battle for the monastery. And this has to do with, guess what, Syria. And one of their, I can't pronounce the name. Do you know how to pronounce that city that is so important now?
I think it's Aldir or something like that. What's interesting, I know you said that it's Sartre Fall, but I've already had reports of massive movement of Russian ships in the Baltics, and also moving, the nuclear-capable subs in the Mediterranean. And at the same time, I did see scattered reports today that there are U.S. and Russian military opposing each other, and, somewhere around some ISIS fighting, in Syria. And by the way, I wanted to get this in, too. A lot of people's not aware, but this is from Devofile, a breaking news report today. It says Russian-Syrian airborne radar covers all of Israel. Said with the arrival of the Russian A-50 most sophisticated AWACS in operation in the world. It is now hampering U.S. and Israeli aerial and naval operations in the Middle East. So that report out of Israel indicates that the Russians have got their surveillance planes up, the AWACS, and that they are monitoring all air and ground and sea operations that Israel and the U.S. is involved in. So this is very, very serious, Stuart.
Yeah, here's a newspaper article. The country's state-run media issued a warning on Wednesday's North Korea, saying its recent missile launch over Japan was a preview for a planned strike on U.S. territory. So they're saying they're going to hit us. And Trump said diplomatic talks with North are not the answer, but Mad Dog Maddox said, well, diplomacy is still in the play. So what do you think is going on? Are they disagreeing, or are they just simply telling North Korea that it's over, there is no more diplomacy?
No, I think that deep state is in disagreement with Donald Trump, is what I think. I think Trump has one opinion of where he wants to go with this, and deep state is in a fight against him. And, you know, I know people say, well, they work for the president. Deep state works for deep state. I mean, I wish Americans would drink more coffee, if that's what it takes, and wake up.
Yeah. I mean, deep state is running it now. Trump's been totally compromised. And they're going to probably get rid of anybody in there that is anti-deep state unless the Lord steps in and, for whatever reason, decides to dump deep state. But the way it looks with the Phoenix and all that, and somebody pointed out on a video, which was very interesting, that the, I think it's the National Guard in Texas, talks about the Phoenix Rising, and they use the Phoenix Bird. Remember when Trump went to Phoenix? I think this is all prelude to the New World Order, and that America is going to get hit.
I think you're exactly right, Stuart. I think what this is, if people can read the signs, America is about to get hit and not defend itself.
Yes, I think that's probably true. And this was just Harvey was, I think they've proven almost conclusively now, this was weather warfare by deep state, probably, because Texas, how do I word this? They're a big energy state, that's true, so they can compromise the energy sector. But also remember Jade Helm classified Texas as an enemy state.
Yeah, you might want to tell people tonight, too, that there may be another one on the way.
I think, yeah, that's right, Irma. And guess what Irma means? Something about goddess of war.
Wow.
I looked it up. Also means noble. And it is forming out there. So, anyway, excuse me, got any other comments?
People need to be prepared and don't depend on Washington.
Folks, I mean, the warnings are out there. The Lord has given us warnings if you know how to read them. And if you haven't prepared, you better. And tell your neighbors or whoever to prepare. Family members, get ready. I think this is coming down the pike way before 9/23. I pray not. I pray it all happens after September. But there is a song, Wake Me Up When September Ends. Very, very interesting wording. And I think this is all New World Order stuff, and they're ready to clobber us. Well, Larry, thanks a lot for coming on. And we do have a show with Randy. What's the, do you have the address for that, the email? Or to log in?
That website is AmericaNewsNet.com.
Okay. Anyway, we'll be on at 5 Central to 7 Central. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening.